Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Andres Mora. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Anderson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carlos Lopez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Skaggs. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sammy Stewart. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Skaggs and he is out, Dower applying the tag. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Stewart drops the ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to third. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball four. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bosley. Dower reaches second base with a double. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dower moves to third. DeCinces moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dower tags and scores. DeCinces tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora strikes out. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Ron Schuler now pitching. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0-for-1 in the game. Mora strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Lopez moves to second. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Skaggs hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeCinces hits a line drive towards short. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Murray strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May takes first base on ball 4. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0-for-2 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Mora settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into left field. Mora picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mora. Bosley moves to second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Eaton now playing second base. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley who is chasing the ball. Anderson reaches third base with a triple. Carlos Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. It's 9-0, Orioles. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Skaggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Pryor scores. Squires moves to third. It's 9-2, Orioles. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to home to get Squires. Blomberg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Billy Smith pinch hits for Doug DeCinces. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing third base. Billy Smith now playing second base. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosley strikes out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dower fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andres Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora is 0 for 3 in the game. Mora hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow pinch hits for Carlos Lopez. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harlow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Harlow now playing center field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kerrigan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Dave Skaggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skaggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Skaggs strikes out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harlow. Blomberg reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Ron Blomberg. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Kerrigan covering, for the out. Torres moves to third. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torres scores. It's 9-3, Orioles. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.